Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael back here again with this Faith and Freedom Show, talking about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. We're back from the break now. We're going to talk about this Arizona bill demanding that people in Arizona, whether if they're any kind of law enforcement agent, that they must fulfill the United States law with regard to federal immigration rules enforcement, things like that, to the minimum of the United States law requirements. And if they don't do so, that there is it is actionable in a Superior Court of Arizona. That if somebody in Arizona sees somebody not fulfilling the law, they can sue them for not fulfilling the law if they are a state agency of some sort, part of some state agency. Well, the other thing that was kind of controversial was this idea of somebody having, when they're enforcing law, and they reasonably believe somebody is an unlawful alien, then they have an obligation to not release them if they're arrested, and to not release them until their immigration status is determined. That's the hot potato to a lot of people, because who's reasoning? What reasonable standard? We'll see. I'll talk about more of that more in a minute, but I want to hear what the United States president has to say. And as I was listening to some of the things he said, I thought, well, I think he missed it there. Ooh, I think he got that right. Ooh, what can I deconstruct out of these statements to realize, hey, danger, danger, danger. What is going on here? What is the perspective of this particular department or branch of the United States government? We'll see this. So here's the comments by the United States president, current president of the United States, with regard to this Arizona immigration enforcement bill.
Indeed, our failure to act responsibly at the federal level will only open the door to irresponsibility by others.
Okay, stop again. I thought that was interesting. At first, I thought, wow, that's a good kind of political statement. Isn't that amazing that he held, first, it's kind of two-edged sword, holding the federal government accountable. Of course, then at the same time, he's saying that the entire legislature and the executive branch of Arizona are being irresponsible. Listen to this.
Indeed, our failure to act responsibly at the federal level will only open the door to irresponsibility by others.
The other question I have as I deconstruct this, and I wonder if you're doing that, whose responsibility is it to act at the federal level? Did you hear that? Whose responsibility is it
indeed,
to act?
Indeed, our failure to act responsibly.
The failure to act responsibly, where?
At the federal level.
Whose job is it to act responsibility? Who is it that's being irresponsible at the federal level? That's a good question. Stew on that for a minute. And then look what Arizona's doing in, as far as the U.S. president's concerned.
We'll only open the door to irresponsibility by others.
Irresponsibility by others. Okay, let's keep going.
That includes, for example, the recent efforts in Arizona, which threaten to undermine basic notions of fairness that we cherish as Americans.
Undermining notions of fairness. Undermining notion. Again, those are really weird, the kind of ambiguous words. I want to slam the president of the United States. I don't want to slam the legislature of Arizona. But I have a responsibility here to get to the truth, to find out, let's deconstruct this and not check our brains out at the door. Let's not be distracted by the mid-flight entertainment while our plane is in a nosedive.
As well as the trust between police and their communities that is so crucial to keeping us safe. In fact, I've instructed members of my administration to closely monitor the situation and examine the civil rights and other implications of this legislation. But
now watch that. That's good. I'm going to play this. This is a good statement. This is a very good statement, very responsible. Listen.
In fact, I've instructed members of my administration to closely monitor the situation and examine the civil rights and other implications of this legislation. But
okay, I think that's important. I think that's good. That's part of the thing. The founders of this country set up this thing, realizing that men were corrupt, vicious, and degenerate. Those are the words of John Locke with regard to the nature of man and why there's government. And his philosophy, that was something that the founders were reading. That they, in Federalist number 10, Madison talks about ambitions competing against ambitions. So I think it is appropriate for the federal government to have an ambition to protect its federal relationship with people against states. Now, if the states at the same time, by the way, because of their ambition, are poised to protect Arizonans from federal ambitions of corrupt, degenerate men. So I think that, but that was a very responsible statement. Let's continue to listen.
If we continue to fail to act at a federal level.
Now, if we continue to fail to act at a federal level, we, that's inclusive of somebody he happens to be associating with, fail, and the term was used, continue. So he is saying that he and his associates have been failing to act responsibly. That, I think, is a very wonderfully candid admission there. But let's go ahead and deconstruct this. Let's listen.
We will continue to see misguided efforts opening up around the country.
That's
as a nation, as a people, we can choose a different future.
I'm going to get to this in a minute. Folks, I'm going to go to the U.S. Constitution. If anybody hadn't figured out who the we is, that's really what's going on here. This is an important shift I'm going to shift to here. And you know what? I didn't think about this right at first when I first made this recording. But as I've been analyzing this and thinking about what to say, all of a sudden it's starting to dawn on me, folks. I was almost distracted by the in-flight entertainment. Let's see Article 4 of the U.S. Constitution. And by the way, I've said before I go to this, I suspect that those who would like to undermine the law for whatever reasons, and not just statutes, but undermine law for whatever reasons, are influenced ultimately by the lawless one. And that's why I have this show. This is not a political show. There's educational elements. There's faith elements. I talk about the Bible. I read from the Bible. Sometimes I tell you faith adventure stories in real life. And I try to bring a biblical application to every issue of the day. I figure eventually you're going to realize this stuff's true and you're going to want to abide by it. In a footnote, read the Gospel of John. Good stuff. Let me read to you the law of the land here. First, we find out who's supposed to be a president. Here we go. What is a president supposed to do? This is Article 2, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. He shall, that's a mandate, he shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed and shall commission all the officers of the United States. He shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed and shall commission all the officers of the United States. He shall take care that
indeed,
the law...
Indeed, our failure to act responsibly at the federal level.
His failure, who is it that's failing? He shall take care, and again, I don't give a hoot who's the president of the United States, folks. I'm just touching on these comments here. He shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. What does this person say and who's he talking about?
If we continue to fail to act at a federal level, we will continue to see misguided efforts opening up around the country.
Okay, you heard me moaning. I forgot my microphone was off on when I recorded that. Do you see what I'm saying? That there's the president shall take care that those laws shall be responsible. I'll turn the words into his words, responsibly executed. Whose job is it? Whose job is it?
If we continue to fail to act at a federal level.
Who's continuing to fail? That's goofy rhetoric. It should be, gee willikers, I have failed to act responsibly. Oops, look, I've driven Arizona to execute their power of competing ambitions. Shame on me. I vow to enforce the laws of the United States. That's not what he says. You are in a weird time, folks. You're there. This is a weird time. Listen up.
We will continue to see misguided efforts opening up around the country. As a nation. As a people, we can choose a different future.
Okay, here you go, guys. As a nation, as a people, we can choose a different future. I want you to look at this. This is very subtle. But the president is saying that we are not acting responsibly. Right now, there are United States laws and an executive department that's failing to act. Is it possible, as I've just analyzed this, now again, I'm trying to be objective here, but these are the results of my scrutiny. Is it possible that the current executive officer is deliberately not obeying the laws of the United States because he doesn't like them, but has every intention to not enforce them because he wants them to change? Is that the role of the President of the United States? Is that their function? There's a very subtle thing. Listen up.
We will continue to see misguided efforts opening up around the country. As a nation, as a people, we can choose a different future. A future that keeps faith with our history, with our heritage, and with the hope that America is always inspired in the hearts of people all over the world.
Okay, now I agree with that. Now, just to let you know what you're listening to, this is David Allen Carmichael, and this is my Faith and Freedom Show. And we're going to talk about these issues on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. And he brought some ideas about some precepts, and I thought, well, that's really good. That's really good. And I'd like to go to a biblical standard with regarding this. Let's step back to the biblical standard about fairness and stuff. But there's a subtle thing here that I think is very dangerous. There's somebody who's failing to act. It's not, he's implying ultimately that it's Congress. But Congress has acted. They've written laws. And all Arizona's doing is saying everybody in Arizona obey the United States law. Enforce it. That's all they're doing. He's upset that Arizona has done that.
It surely we can all agree that when 11 million people in our country are living here illegally, outside the system, that's unacceptable. The American people demand and deserve a solution. They deserve common sense, comprehensive immigration reform grounded in the principles of responsibility and accountability.
That's what I figured out. Based on that, he said effectively that the laws are no good. That's essentially what he's saying. The laws are no good.
It surely we can all agree that when 11 million people in our country are living here illegally, outside the system, that's unacceptable. The American people demand and deserve a solution. They deserve common sense, comprehensive immigration reform grounded in the principles of responsibility and accountability.
Okay, so he's saying that the United States Congress is failing to act, that the laws aren't good. Folks, that's a in other words, he's here for change. He's not there to execute. This is a getting into the, I hate to say it, guys, if you look at the governments in Europe preceding the 40s and the 1930s, they were executives that wanted to change the very function and structure of the government and social system. I want you to pay attention. What is your reference? Whatever your reference is going to be, it's going to be. You're going to reap what you sow. What is your reference? It says in the Bible that evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all. And you might think that's a little bit crazy. Well, I don't know. How come? I mean, there are people who just very diligently act like Jesus acted, and they're making a huge, wonderful influence on the entire planet. Okay? It's going to happen. You're going to reap what you sow. What's your reference? We're very much bent into excluding the authority of Jesus Christ from our culture and our public policy. And we're embracing every whim of mankind, which is very just creating chaos. And we don't have a reference. We're abandoning the simple reference of the Constitution of the United States. And basically fighting over our political passions. It's going to reap chaos. What's your reference, folks? David Allen Carmichael, Frank Talk 104.3 FM. We're going to be back in a moment.